Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live right here. And if you hear a little whistle, it's because I'm still on Amtrak on an East Coast run. Of course, we went to New York, we went to D.C., and now we're back on the train headed on in to Juneteenth Day and Father's Day. We went up paying attention. And again, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live right here. And of course, this is Voice for Veterans, with veterans, through veterans. I have somebody on the phone that's going to do something that you know we need. There are people filling the needs. And I'm going to tell you what it is. By the grace of God, it's going to be done. Veterans, we have blessings because he blessed us. By the grace of God, speak up and tell them about what we're going to do and feed these people.
We're so grateful, Big Boss, Sir Kevin. It is such an honor, and I'm so humbled to be with you on today, on this beautiful day. This is Pastor Patrick C. Jackson. I'm a United States Marine veteran, honored to have also have served my country, and I just look forward for the rest of my life giving back to you humanity, and especially our men and women who have served our country. And in the Fort Lauderdale region, on this Sunday, we're honored to be in position that we will be able to take care as many veterans and homeless humanity and less fortunate that will show up 8 o'clock at 1100 North Andrews Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale. The zip there is 33311, and we'll be there at 8 in the morning at what's known as Hope, South Florida. And when the men and women arrive, it will be as if they're going to Macy's or Nordstrom's. We're literally going to roll out the red carpet. We're going to give them the love of God, and we're going to give them the love of humanity. Everyone that shows up that says they are hungry, we're going to give them a warm meal that is being catered by a restaurant known as Magic Soul Food. Some of the best soul food in the entire state of Florida. We're going to be providing them with haircuts free. We're going to be providing them with as many clothes as they possibly can carry away in suitcases that we're going to provide, toiletry items, soap, toothbrushes, socks, shoes, belts. We're rolling out the red carpet, and we're going to embrace humanity. America has always been great, but what America can become is more kind and more loving. And so we're leading with what I call the new law of the land, the love law, because we know that love wins. And so therefore, we want to touch lives of humanity by the grace of God.
Well, you said something that's dear to my heart. When you use the word love, I came up as one of those people out of the free love generation. And I say it right now today. We still follow those rules. Love comes first, but then you can't do love without forgiveness. And what you're doing, you can't do it. And what you're doing now is showing that we forgive those who didn't make it the way they wanted to. You are forgiven. Come on, let us put our hands together and help you. Now, when this event is over, talk to me about what else.
Well, it's not that we're happy that we're going to feed up to 300 to 500 people. It's actually a sad situation that yes, many sir. People within 2 or 3 hours that we'll come in contact with. What's sad is when it's over, they're going to have to go back to the woods. They're going to have to go back to the bus stops. They're going to have to go back to wherever they came from, and they're not going to have the opportunity to get on the train. They're not going to have the opportunity to go to that one bedroom, three bedroom. They're not going to have the ability to go to a shack. They're going back to the street. And so what can be done by that is what we are actually operating under our nonprofit 501c, which is known as Camp Victory Resorts for the Homeless. It is an official 501c, and here in South Florida, we are in the process of obtaining land so that we can build like a military base without it being military, and we're building something for humanity, for the homeless. Of course, our veterans will have preference there, and while we're in pursuit of that, we are trying to obtain a building of small size that we can immediately begin housing individuals, whether it's a three bedroom, six bedroom. We're trying to obtain that. And by doing that, we will be able to not just feed, not just give haircuts, but we want to be able to house the homeless here in South Florida. As we get that housing secured, we desire to add in mental health services, social services, how to overcome homelessness, job skills, drug and alcohol dependencies counselors, Christian counselors. It is a Christ-centered organization known as Camp Victory Resorts for the homeless. And individuals today, right now, as they are hearing us, they can go and investigate and see that we are the real deal. Our website is campvictoryresorts.org, campvictoryresorts.org. If one wants to contribute and give in any way, 100%, not a portion, 100% goes all back to the homeless and to the less fortunate. And as we're trying to secure a facility that's already up, that's a building that we can go in and begin housing. We also have a PayPal account that is attached to our website as well. And if anyone ever desires to reach me directly, my phone number is given to the entire world, and I do answer all calls. If I don't answer, I encourage you to listen to my joyous voicemail. That is Pastor Patrick C. Jackson. Phone number is 786-702-6525. I will be serving humanity until the good Lord calls me home. And anyone that says they love God and they are a believer, I want them to know two things. Everything about God is consist of two things, and that is loving and giving. If you're not loving and if you're not giving, and that you say that you are a believer, you're wasting your time. This Marine sergeant is telling you, you got to be a giver and you got to be a lover. And that is what this world needs. And we're not just saying it, but we are actually physically doing it. So, yes, we're going to be feeding. Yes, we're going to be giving haircuts. All those things are wonderful. Some of them will say yes to God. Some of them will not. But when this is over, it doesn't stop. We are in pursuit of greater things to impact humanity.
Well, that's what I was asking, plain and simple. When it's over, for those who have to go back to where they were, they'll go back with the giving part in their heart. Because, you know, a lot of times it's those people who take care of each other. You know, a lot of times it's the veteran who's doing a little bit better that takes care of the one who can't do. And the fact that you've added the mental health is a big portion. Because they have lost souls. And God said, never give up, give back. And that's what you're doing. Pastor, I love it. We love you for what you're doing. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And we're telling everybody, if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, stop and support them. If you're not in the Fort Lauderdale area, send them your prayers, because they work too. And remember, you can always go, if you're by yourself and you don't need to brag about nothing, you stop by and get a little something. You go near a bridge and you see one, do it on your own. Just stop and give back. And then we'll know that you did it, because the Spirit never fails to acknowledge a giving process. Pastor, tell them how to reach you one more time for me.
Yes, kind sir. Big Boss, we're so grateful once again, man of God, for this opportunity, for making this happen. My God, we stepped out of the way and we let God have his way. And Pastor Patrick C. Jackson, I can be reached directly via 786-702-6525. Our website is campvictoryresort.org. Our PayPal is paypal.me/campvictoryresorts. You have my name, you have my number, you have my PayPal, you have my direct website. And if you want to receive some giving and some loving daily, I even give you my personal Facebook page, which is Patrick C. Jackson. It's going to say live in Miami, and I'm from the Show Me State, St. Louis, Missouri. I've given you everything, and I would be honored to hear from someone. And to all of our men and women who have served our country, we say we salute you daily. We're honored for your service. And for those that are on active duty and reserve duty, thank you for the willingness to take the call to serve our country and to serve humanity. We salute you.
Well, we salute you, and we're going to tell you two other things. First thing, happy Father's Day for
thank
all
you,
the
sir.
Veterans,
yes,
especially today. And I always say this, and people get kind of worried, but I say happy Father's Day to the stepfathers who took on somebody else's children, and happy Father's Day to the mothers who are the fathers and the mothers. We appreciate you. This is a big weekend. Don't forget the spiritual part of it, but don't forget the simple part of it. Give back. Remember a father. Don't forget that veterans have already stood the test of time. And be sure and make sure that love never gets in the way. And we do it. It's called Pray for Love. Pastor, thank you so much. You continue to pray for love, and so will we. I'll be right back.
What's up, sir?
And we're going to do this again. When this is over, we're going to pick out some time and we're going to talk about the other things by the grace of God. Pastor, you enjoy the rest of the day, and you got our prayers, and happy Father's Day.
Likewise, man of God, we're so honored. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to move on here right now, and we know that the grace of God is going to continue to bless the show. And there's something big that happened a few years ago, and it's called June, honoring that. They're doing it this weekend, June 19. It's a history behind it, and the world's going to know more about it. And this is part of that forgiveness. You know, things happened in the past. America was greater for it. We have to respect it. Those who got lost, we're forgiving them. And we're saying, enjoy the Juneteenth day. And I understand that they're looking to make it a national holiday. But it's also a time that we can look back on the history and say, you know what, we've come a long way and we're getting there. So stay tuned for more. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Juneteenth Day, but we're also going to be talking about Fort McPherson. It used to be called the General's Base. There were more generals at Fort McPherson than anywhere else in the country. And it got bought out by a major studio, and they're honoring it because this weekend is the 100th anniversary of Fort McPherson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Edwina Alvarez coming to you from WVETOnlineRadio.com. And I'm here telling you about a little known Black history fact about why we celebrate Juneteenth. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, and Emancipation Day, it's a holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who have been enslaved in the United States. It is observed by 47 states in the United States. It marks our country's second Independence Day. Through it, it has long been celebrated among the African American communities. It is a history that has largely been marginalized and still remains unknown to the rest of the world. Juneteenth takes place June 19th each year, dating back to 1865, when the Union soldiers freed the remaining slaves in Texas, enforcing the Emancipation Proclamation. It is a holiday celebrating equal rights and the freedom of slaves throughout the United States. There is a national focus to make Juneteenth a national holiday. There are some states that observe Juneteenth as a paid holiday. Some of the states are Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, Washington State. We have companies that celebrate Juneteenth. Adobe, Lyft, the NFL, Postmates, Quicken Loans, Spotify, Target, Tumblr's, JP Morgan Chase, Capital One, Nike, and some of the media, New York Times, Vox Media, and Tegna. So as you can see, Juneteenth is slowly but surely becoming part of our national holiday tradition. Now, this segment, I want to tell you about the colors. What colors do we celebrate Juneteenth? And some of the foods that we have that we celebrate Juneteenth. What are some of our favorite foods? Okay, now the flag. The Juneteenth flag, it commemorates the day slavery ended in the U.S. It's red, white, and blue, represents the American flag, a reminder that slaves and their descendants were and are American. The stars represent the freedom of African Americans in all 50 states. So we still have the red, white, and blue flag, but it's a little bit more personal now that we know how it incorporates itself in Juneteenth. Okay, some of the foods that we have, watermelon, barbecue, red lemonade will be consumed in quantity. And some of the traditional foods and drinks are strawberry soda, red velvet cake, red soda. Some of the desserts, believe it or not, folks, strawberry pie. Now, I always wonder why my family was so keen on strawberry pie. Red velvet, not so much, but strawberry pie in our family, that was the family staple. Now I know why. It was part of our way of celebrating Juneteenth. So those of you who've never had a strawberry pie, honey, you're in for a taste bud's delight. And those of you who've had it, you know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, there are other colors that we say, other colors are red, black, and green for the flag. Now, we said red, white, and blue, but we have red, black, and green. The red stood for the blood, both the blood shed by Africans who died in their fight for liberation and the shared blood of the African people. Black represents, well, it represents us, the people, and green was a symbol of growth and the natural fertility of Africa. So not only do we have red, white, and blue, our American flag, but now we also have red, black, and green. Red for the blood shed by Africans and those who died for the fight for liberation. Black means us as a people, and green symbolizes a growth. So we are still growing as a nation of people. So it doesn't just stop because what happened in 1865. We're still growing in 2021. And if you don't understand why we're growing, now you do. We as a people, we have made tremendous strides in our education, but we are steady pressing on. And that's because we have a celebration of our own, which is Juneteenth. So now you know a little bit more of why we celebrate Juneteenth. Coming to you again, this is Edwina W. Alvarez for WVETOnlineRadio.com saying happy Juneteenth. Talk to you again soon.
Yes, indeed. And I'm going to say, everybody, thank you for tuning in, of course, right here. And, of course, we are WVETOnlineRadio.com. And this morning, 96.7 Sunshine Radio. And we want to say something real nice, and that is, we do respect Camp Victory, Pastor Jackson, for what they're doing, and my friend Edwina Alvarez. She is a special lady. She heads up our Burial with Dignity, and she continues to bring us information and news. And today, of course, this is one of those weekends that you never forget, Juneteenth Day. We thank her for her knowledge. All righty. I want to say that, don't forget, we really appreciate you tuning in to WBET and 96.7 FM. We say thank you. When we talk about things that have made changes, we're going to speak of one that the changes have worked very good. And that's good old Fort McPherson, right there in East Point, College Park, Georgia. At one time, it was the General's base. More generals were at Fort McPherson than anywhere in the country. And then it got bought out by the New Atlanta. Atlanta became an entertainment center in a big way. And movies are one of the ways they did it. The producer, the studio owner, Tyler Perry. And they've added some stuff there. One of the old buildings there is still there. They converted a lot of them, torn a lot of them down. But it used to be an old club. And now it's still there. And they're doing a lot of things on that property. Some of the good old movies that you've seen, part of The Walking Dead, and of course Black Panther, both were shot at this location. We know what it meant. Because when I first moved to Atlanta in my early days, I happened to live right there, East Point, right down the street, and we used to go by it every day. It is a part of a new Atlanta growth. Atlanta's always had its own mystique. And we had the big Olympics. We've had a lot of major stuff. But the fact is that the movie industry has come south, and they chose Atlanta as a place to come to. We salute that. And especially, it's special to us because it was one of our military bases. And it did get converted. And they're doing a good job and for that great military base. We want to say thank you for the 100 years that it produced a lot of good soldiers. And they took care of Atlanta. And they continued to train. And Fort McPherson, again, is 100 years old. And that gave a new start to Tyler Perry. And we appreciate what you're doing. We want you to know that we do it. Now, upcoming next, we're going to do something special and talk more about that. So stay tuned and listen. Coming to you.
Everything I've done for the last 5-7 movies has been done here.
The land that is now Tyler Perry Studios sits on 330 acres with 12 sound stages. There is even a replica of the White House, where he films his new show, The Oval.
This is the Oval Office.
It looks just like it does on TV, Tyler.
But before Perry brought Hollywood to Atlanta, this was once Fort McPherson military base, a Confederate stronghold.
The property that slaves built, that was once a Confederate army base. Think about the poetic justice in that the Confederate Army is fighting to keep Negroes enslaved in America, fighting, strategy, planning on this very ground. And now this very ground is owned by me.
All righty. I want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in. And what you just heard was a part of our relationship with YouTube. If you want to know more information about that conversion, from, of course, military base to recording studio, you can, of course, go to WBETOnlineRadio.com. But directly, you can get more information about it right there at your YouTube. So go in and say, I want to know about this studio conversion, Fort McPherson to Tyler Perry Studios. And there's a plethora of information that will give you more about that conversion. We enjoy working with those kind of things that we find. because it means that we're expanding and making it better for you. And we do pride ourselves in getting more information, okay? More information quickly, precisely, and letting you know where you can always find a little bit of information, which is a little bit of education. Don't forget, this is WVETOnlineRadio.com. Keith, the boss of the beach, voice for veterans, and 96.7 FM. Sunshine Radio, Tampa, St. Pete. There's a lot more to come. Happy Father's Day. We continue to party and we continue to play. Come on back next week on Thursday, midday, and next Saturday morning, 8:30 in the morning. Love you. And please don't forget Camp Victory for our veterans. Over and out. We still love the shop. And the song today is by Gino Lexus, featuring Zai. And our friend Ryan Benton produced this with the help of Soundcheck Studio. You'll hear a lot more coming from them, but this is one of my best favorites. Gino did it all. Golden Soul.
Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul. They say, where did faith go? I used to be more religious from a day old church, lost my trust. Still I get spiritual, yeah the man cuss. Love to judge me for my physical, I pray for what they don't pray. Say what they won't say. G don't ever budge whenever enemies approaching me. I mostly put a demon back where they supposed to be. Never scared a man when my protection watches over me without a rosary. Tap high where the most be. Praying for forgiveness in the times when I'm lonely. I'm only a man, can't expect to see an angel. And if I was, I'd bring the message like I'm Gabriel. What I say to you can accept that you can ignore. Most people misstep a blessing at their front door. I'm marching forth like the day that my third born. Earth torn but never mourned. We on our first form. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul. No more pretend. Politicians catchy, racism still catchy. People are forgetting what it means to be a blessing. Bitterness is running out. Oh, way too many of your mouths. And if you ask me, I'll tell you the real. So open up, baby, and let yourself feel. Suppression of emotion doesn't make a person closer to what the universe has for your future. Empathy doesn't make you weak. So it's time to let your heart speak.
So let your heart speak. It's time we get closer. Forget my mistakes before it's all over.
I get a rise over thinking with my third eye. With my soul fly, leave it like a sea you can't deny.
Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how.
No matter how cold.